Pharisee, but you would, would you call the other one? You don't know.
No, I don't really don't know.
You don't remember calling?
Mm-mm, no, I just,
say the peaches. You just say, oh, I'm peeling these peaches. They're not,
they're not a clear seed.
What's the inside part of an apple that you don't eat?
The core.
What kind of nuts, what kind of nuts did you pull up out of the ground and roast?
Oh, peanuts. Uh-huh.
Have you ever seen these grow?
Oh, yes, I have. I picked them.
Where do they raise these?
Usually, my husband and son go to south of here. It's called the Devil's Georgia, and they raise a lot of peanuts down there. And we went down one Sunday afternoon and went out to the field and just pulled the plants up and sat down there and picked the peanuts off.
How do you, did you eat them like that?
Yes, you can eat them raw. You can parch them, you can boil them. So many ways you can fix the peanuts.
Which would you rather have them fixed?
I like them better parched or roasted.
So many people do eat boiled peanuts.
Uh-huh, I like them boiled too, but you got to, you have to boil them before they dry out too much.
Can you think of a nut that was, say, about this big around, and it had a shell on the out, or had a thing on the outside that was kind of mushy?
Black walnuts. Uh-huh.
And you had to wait till it dried
out.
Yes,
we had some of those last year we picked up on the farm down there.
What would the hard covering of a walnut be?
A shell.
The soft covering would be the same thing?
Oh, I don't actually know what they call those, the outer covering on it.
What other kind of cakes would you use, nuts would you use, say, to put in the cake?
That's pecans and black walnuts.
What about
almonds?
And something you might serve on your green beans would also, or casserole you would put.
Almonds.
What about a fruit that you serve sometimes with nuts? It's about this size, the size of an apple. Has a very thick skin. We have a lot of them from Florida. And it resembles a lemon. What
would you grapefruit or an orange?
A
grapefruit.
No, I said something you might have around Christmas your nuts.
Oranges or grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. What about did you plant any of these small red, sort of peppery little vegetables that you eat the root of them? You might have them in a salad.
Radishes. No, I didn't plant any this year.
I noticed you have a lot of bushes outside with stakes up. What grows on those bushes?
Tomatoes.
And what about a small tomato that you just put in a salad and you wouldn't have to cut up? It's just
We call them salad tomatoes or the cherry type tomatoes.
Are there different kinds of potatoes?
Yes, there's the Idaho and there's the small red potatoes, we call them. Fresh potatoes, new potatoes, and then just the regular potatoes.
Well, now, is there a potato that you might have that you put sugar on?
Oh, a sweet potato, yes.
And potatoes that are white, you would just say white potatoes?
We just say white potatoes or Idaho potatoes. I use the Idaho potatoes for baking. Just
a white potato that you didn't use for baking, you just used to say fry, what would you call it?
I'd call it just a white potato.
What about something that has a very strong odor that you would cook with squash?
Onion.
Are there different kinds of onions?
Yes, there's a sweet onion and this is a stronger type of onion, the Bermuda onions. And then, of course, the little fresh green onions that you grow in your garden.
What would you call them?
We call them the spring onions.
How about a long green vegetable that you use, mix it with corn and beans, or corn and tomatoes,